News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been a record-setting holiday campaign for the Bryan College Station Salvation Army. Lots of thanks to hand out, and with that information, the commanding officer of the BCS Salvation Army, Captain Paul Ryerson.
Well, we have some really great news to report and to share with the community. Back on November the 10th, that's when we officially began our kettle season, and I guess what you would say our Christmas season here at the Salvation Army. We announced to the community that we were hoping to raise $185,000. The bell ringers went out that day. We also put out our angel tree at the mall that day on November 10th. And now that it's all said and done, we're concluding 2017. Our angel tree program was very successful, with assisting 807 families, which totaled to 2,033 kids who had received Christmas gifts this year here in Brazos County. And then our kettle campaign. As I mentioned, our goal was 185,000, but we're now, the totals are in, and we have raised $199,295.18. And this is just a phenomenal response to the goal here that we set for Bryan College Station.
Not too many words can describe that kind of reaction.
Well, that goes both ways. I look back for several years to see our historical data of how much we've raised, and I've never seen that we've raised this much money before. And it is, we at the Salvation Army, we recognize and know that we are stewards of the public's generosity, and from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you to everybody this Christmas. If you put any money in our kettle, thank you. If you rang a bell for us, thank you. If you adopted an angel, thank you. You're the reason why we're able to do the most good in our community.
And the generosity couldn't come at a better time. Noticing how cold the weather is, and I know that you all do energy assistance, and that's going to be a big help, as well as the other assistance that the Salvation Army provides.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And that's the thing, you know, during Christmas time, you know, we're in the public view. You see us in front of the stores. You see us at the mall, at the angel tree. But when Christmas is over, there's still going to be need, and the Salvation Army is going to still be open.
In addition to what's happened during the holiday season, probably you all haven't been any busier in quite a long time, particularly with the hurricane relief. And I'm guessing in some sort of way that there's been sort of at least attention paid to what's been happening with the wildfires, and there's been, of course, many other disasters that have happened.
This is correct. And that's the thing, you know, we never know when the need's going to arise. You know, there's not a calendar that says, well, this is the day a storm's going to hit. For us at the Salvation Army, we always sit ready to go, ready to serve. And here locally, you know, our office is always open. You know, when our neighbors are in need or they need something, assistance of some type, you know, it's an honor to know that they can come to the Salvation Army. And it's because of the generosity of the public is why the Salvation Army is able to respond both locally and abroad to whatever the need may be.
Anything else I've missed that we need to share with listeners?
You know, we just look forward to another year ahead of us. The bell ringers have been, you know, put away for at least for 2017, and as we go into the spring, winter and spring, we'll be here ready to serve our neighbors who are going to be in their times of need in the coming year.
Thanks again to Captain Paul Ryerson, the commanding officer for the Bryan College Station Salvation Army, and also thanks to everyone who participated in the Salvation Army holiday campaigns. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.